I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To the outdoor show from the cathedral on this opening day of turkey season. Are you headed out there? Wish I was. Wishing good luck to all of you that are headed out on this opening day. And you know, it's been a tradition every opening day of turkey season to share this decades-old attempt to intimidate our turkey hunters, and this comes from a very diabolical beady-eyed bird who has mastered the use of a cell phone. And we play it on the opening day of turkey season to get you fired up. And here it is. Take a listen. The beady-eyed bird's message to me.
Hello, Don. Please allow me to introduce myself. I am a beady-eyed bird known by many names. I am reason unhinged, creator of despair. I am that which sets your pulse to race and your blood to boil. It's in my name, Don, you abandon family and responsibility. My name, you deprive yourself of rest. And for what purpose? To match wits with a beady-eyed bird. But there's no contest. Because I am an escape artist, a master of survival, one attuned to an environment of peril. Raccoons, coyotes, owls, hawks, these, Don, oh, they're my real enemies. But you, you are nothing but child's play. You don't think I hear you talking to me through wood, reed, or slate? Sometimes you sound so seductive, I must investigate. But I know you, and I know you, Don, better than you know yourself. So I have you wait, and wait, and wait. For you are not patient creatures. I watch, and you move, and I am gone.
And there he goes. Got to follow him into the woods. Good luck if you're going out there. If you're going turkey hunting, text me, 504-260-1870. Let me know what you've seen so far this season, if you did any scouting. Well, we also got a big day going on over at the New Orleans Bayou St. John location. The Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's having their family day. We're going to talk to Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters and the star of this week's Bayou Wild TV show all about kayaks. We'll chat with him and some other field reporters. Also got the results of last weekend's New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo. A lot of contestants and a lot of fish showed up. Also, we told you about Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Get Out and Fish program.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, that's exactly what Bayou Wild videographer Chris LeCocq and I did. We'll tell you how and where, just like what we did, you can easily catch some beautiful channel catfish. Also have an extensive freshwater fishing report from Jeff Brule. And we got the story of a young man whose last name describes what he allegedly has become, along with an accomplice. Yes, there are bad boys of the outdoors. Text your message in. They're welcome, 504-260-1870. It comes right here to the studio. We love to make you, the audience, part of this show. Your fishing reports, your hunting reports, your questions, your comments, any suggestions. We get some good suggestions. And this morning, you're going to hear from one of our listeners, scary warning to anyone who works or plays in the outdoors. It was news to me, and I think it will be to you, too. Also, a special opportunity coming up this week for professional fishing guides and VIP charter captains. There's going to be a super sale for them going on at Sammy Romano's Shags in Metairie. Shags Sporting Goods on Veterans Highway. We're going to talk to Sammy and give you a rundown on what's going on, because you might just be able to sneak in there and get yourself a good deal. All right, well, I'll be back with Robbie Campbell. I see we got some storms going on out there. Look like they're moving off to the northeast real quick, especially down in Plaquemines Parish. Looks like the worst of it. If you get up inland where you turkey hunters are, not so bad at all. It'll probably be cold down at Campos Marina in Shell Beach. And, Robbie, are you getting some of those storms down there that are moving really quick from the southwest to the northeast across the peninsula?
Well, Don, you know, on a ride down this morning, the road was wet before the storms passed before I did. But I see a lot of lightning out here this morning, kind of like 360. So everywhere you look, there's some lightning. So if I was going to go fishing this morning, I think I'd kind of hold off a little bit, let some of this stuff pass. I know, you know, they're expecting a bunch of rain today from what I hear, because they pushed that Irish Italian Eslanos parade back till tomorrow. So keep that in mind, guys, if y'all going to fish tomorrow and you was trying to avoid the weather today, that big parade in St. Bernard Parish is happening, and that's going to start at 11 o'clock, and that thing will be running all day, more than likely. So there's 55 floats in this thing, so just keep that in mind. But Don, there's a lot of lightning in this thing this morning, and I'm telling you, every direction you look in, if you stand and turn 360, there's lightning everywhere, so a lot of electricity in this thing.
Yeah, I see it. It's right now, it's approaching Mobile Bay, the leaning edge of it. But the worst of it looks like it's right around the Burris Myrtle Grove area, going out into the Breton Sound area, and you're getting a good touch of it there, too. And then the further north you go, it's kind of scattered. But the thing is moving real quick, and if it doesn't continue to keep developing out in the Gulf, it should be out of here. So I think your advice on maybe just delaying your trip a little bit might work. On that parade tomorrow, what is the route of that thing so people can avoid it if they're coming home or going down?
Well, the route, it starts at the Civic Center, and it goes up right before Araby, and then it comes back down all the way to Compagna, and it turns at Compagna and comes back up the other side of Judge Perez all the way back to the Civic Center. So this is a big parade. It's going to be long, but you know, if you have St. Bernard Highway, which will be open, and if you're on Judge Perez, you could hit Corrine right past Valero and cut through the back and go out through Genie Street, and you could hit the back of Genie Street and come right back out on Paris Road and take 510 out. So there, you can get out of here. I just want people to keep that in mind, that, you know, that this parade is going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. It's amazing that they'd be able to have that thing right in the heart of where that tornado just hit a couple weeks ago.
Well, but, you know, tell you, Don, you know, look, we haven't had this parade in 2 years because of COVID. Everybody's all amped up about going to it and, you know, having it, and it's a good time. So, you know, this COVID thing's kind of winding down, and everybody's, like, you know, just ready for it to happen. So Campos Marina has a float in it. I will not be on it, of course, but I don't want to be on it. But my kids and the rest of the gang will be on it, so look for them. They'll have one in there. So, but anyway, it'll be a good time. And, you know, it's, like I said, just people have been waiting for this thing to happen for 2 years. But getting to the fishing, this fishing this week was not too bad, Don. It was a little bit slower than I would like it to have been. We all want this trout bite to start, and they caught some really nice fish on the backside of the dam. Caught some down toward Anastasia and the Long Rocks. They're catching more trout over on the south side of the ship channel, going down, you know, through Lake Campo and Bay Lafourche, and you know, on the south side of the Margo, on the north side of the Margo. Not as good yet as I would like to see it, but nevertheless, you know, the sheephead thing is still going on by the Long Rocks. People are coming out, they're still getting mixed bags of fish, so, you know, everybody's, you know, got something tugging on the line, so everybody's still pretty happy and stoked up about that. So, and we got a southeast wind, and we're gonna have southeast winds for the next couple of days, so the fishing in the lake here should turn back on. The last fish that was caught this lake, I can tell you, Don, they were full of glass minnows, and you know, anything small, clear baits has been working great. Plastic baits have been working great in this lake here. So, you know, everybody's chomping at the bit for the live shrimp, and believe me, no, we don't have none, but I tell you, Don, there's nobody wants them here more than I do. So, you know, with that said, you know, there's just very few marinas around that have some, and they're coming out of Venice mostly. So, Mr. Dickey's doing a hell of a job getting whoever he can get bait to, because he's, you know, he's working his butt off down there. But there's very few places that have them, and you know, you got to make phone calls. But we don't have any right now. We're hoping to get back started. We're getting boats off of dry docks, and you know, we just finished up one yesterday. Back is going to splash down today, so we'll have the dragon wagon back in the water. We got the Michael's Pride ready to go. We just need Trump to show up, Don.
Yeah, and happy birthday to that dragon wagon, that boat that Blackie had built. That's a relic that's been around a while.
Yeah, it's 44 years, Don. So it's going to make its 44th season this year. So We're ready to get it overboard. I'm at Delacro on a shipyard down there, so I'm ready to get it off there, run it back around home, and, you know, put the trawl back on, and I'm ready to go back shrimping. So, you know, we're ready to get it done, but we just need shrimp to show up on our side. You know, they catch it, like I said, they're catching more on toward down at, you know, the mouth of that river, and they are around here. We're not seeing that many shrimp. So, but things will turn around here for us in the next couple of weeks. So, with that said, just make phone calls, people. You know, I heard Regalese had some, and I think Sweetwater had some. I'm not sure about that, but make phone calls.
All right, Robbie, thank you so much. Those going to the Isleños Italian Parade. Be careful. You put those two groups together, anything can happen, Isleños and Italians. And what are they throwing on the Campo float? What's going to be the treasure that they can catch if they catch the parade?
Well, you know, the Isleños used to cook a thing back in the day called caldo. So, and it's kind of like a vegetable soup kind of thing. So they'll have everything to make caldo with. So they got corn and carrots and potatoes and, man, you name it, it's going to be on there, Don. So
get you some caldo.
Yeah, you can catch enough stuff to make caldo, I promise you.
All right, for all you parade goers, not me and Robbie, we won't be there. All right, Rob, we'll catch up with you next week. Stay well with that weather.
Okay, Don, talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Robbie Campo, Campo's Marine in Shell Beach. What a great place. All right, coming back after this, going to give you the rundown on last week's 73rd annual Big Bass Fishing Rodeo that was held at New Orleans City Park. Got the winners for you. Also, a possible new state record was caught yesterday, and I'll give you some information on that. And also, you're going to want to hear a recording from one of our listeners. listeners. I put out a kind of a scary warning for you. Also got some text messages to share. 504-260-1870. Got some turkey hunters out there. Our Freshwater Report is brought to you by Pure Fishing, featuring Berkeley's new line of saltwater hard baits, including the Chapo, Abu Garcia Zenon's lightest advanced line of rods and reels, the Jordan Lee Signature Series, and Plano's line of highly durable and functional ice chests. Look for them at your favorite retailer or visit purefishing.com. Freshwater fisherman extraordinaire Jeff Brule joins us. And, Jeff, we got a lot to talk about this morning, so let's get to it. Let's start with those white perch Sockeye crappie.
Oh, yeah. And the way you're fishing is what you call them. Over by the basin, Jack Miller, that's on the Plaquemine side, it's kind of protected from the high basin side. But it's the best spot, but it's crowded. Reports are long lines to get in the water, but it's not, you know, tearing it up, but they're catching some decent numbers over there. The basin, the river's still high, so that's kind of slowed that down. But dead-end pockets and jigs under cork, that's kind of the way they're catching them. Just kind of moving along until you find a pocket of them, and you'll catch a few. On the North Shore, I think the white perch spawn's about over with for the most part. You could probably have another wave come up in a few weeks, but right now, the back of the pockets aren't holding many fish. I went this week, and wood was a key for me, just docks, lay downs, any kind of wood cover. And they're more towards the front of the pockets and on the points than they were in the back. But this tight line of corks around wood, that produced the best fish. So as long as we don't get too much rain, North Shore's going to stay good, and some of these other rivers will hold. And that we should do good this week catching some more white perch.
Good on the white perch. So how about the brim? Has it come around yet? You know, I've been waiting for the spawn, but I guess we need the water to warm up a little bit.
If you're kind of getting this east-west stripe along the Gulf Coast, those little powerful fish, they starting to show up in the pond. So if you have any farm ponds to fish, you might find some. You know, here to Mobile, this along that corridor, they're starting to gather up and make beds. I've noticed a few beds in some of the ponds I saw this week. On the river, the water's a little cooler, so the bedding starts around May. That's usually when it picks up, and it'll last through the summer. Same thing down in the marsh. You might find some lake runners and bream and goggle-eye. They'll start gathering up this full moon and kind of peak towards May. You'll start catching them. But beetle spin, gulp crickets under a cork, and just dig a few worms in your mom's flower bed, and you just have a great time. And it's good for young anglers. You want to get somebody, a young kid, involved with fishing. It's usually short fishing trip, just walking to a pond and quick action, and attention spans can handle that.
Well, that next full moon is exactly 2 weeks away, so that might be a good day to plan. It's actually going to happen on a Saturday. Of course, a few days before and after are both good. All right, bass fishing. I was surprised how well they did at the City Park Rodeo, but you say that it's kind of tough right now, huh?
Yeah, overall, you've got all these windy days, and that makes it just tough to fish anywhere. You know, muddies up some of the canals and bayous around. But it's kind of a post-spawn period. Sometimes that a factor is what makes the fishing tough, that post-spawn period. But I was on the Chipunk this week, and I did see a few shad starting to show up. But with the cooler mornings, that kind of slows the shad spawn down. But I saw a few bass chasing in the river, so it's getting close to where you're going to be able to go through top waters and buzz bait things and stuff like that on the brushes and lay downs on main river and catch them. Now you will have, like I said, another wave come up with this full moon, but pretty much the spawn of the bass are over. But if I was an angler today, I'd be targeting lily pads and points and topwater lures around brushes and drifts, because that's where the bigger fish are going to be, where the shad will be flicking and spawning, so you can catch some doing that.
Jeff, we mostly concentrate where our listeners are located, you know, Gulf Coast, Mobile, over to Lake Charles and south of I-10. But tell us about some areas in Louisiana that are attractive that you've been to for a little road trip, maybe up in north or central Louisiana.
Yeah, there's so many places to fish in Louisiana. I went to my buddy Scott Davis's camp near the Yancey Wildlife Management Area, and there's on the way there, you pass like Old River and Falls River and all these little ponds and puddles and spots to fish. But it just got to me thinking that in Louisiana, it's just so great to be a fisherman, because there's so many places. Like in North Louisiana, you have Caddo, Bissonneau, Bussy Break, and Caney's. Yeah, they're catching a lot of big fish in those areas. And they catch, you know, the Sockeye white perch up there also. if you go across Central Louisiana, you start at Toledo Bend and Saline Larto, St. John, there's more just small spots to go fishing. But they, some of these places have cabins and hotels and places to stay. And you can catch everything from crappie and bass to stripers and catfish. And there's just so many places to go. I went to the Hog Pen, which is by the Yancey Wildlife Management. I think it's Red River and some of these other management areas got converted over to Yancey a few years back. But it was just a little different place for me to fish. Had a lot of wood and cover, and you know, it wasn't just a, like in the marsh where you're looking out over miles of thing. You're just basically in the woods. And so we caught a few fish. It was a little tough. I don't think the conditions were right. A little too much rain. But the funniest part of my trip, my old friend had the big bucket mouth jump right next to the boat and come off. And yeah, that's a part of the trip. So the good memories you make, and I get to pick on him for a while about losing that big, big fish.
Yeah, he got all the fight out of it, but was going to release it, I'm sure, but no photo. Well, that's the sad part about it. All right, Jeff, good idea. You know, we get good on the places we know, but then again, it's always fun to go out and explore some new places. So thanks for running down a few. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Don. I'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Yes, sir. Go get them. All right, that's Jeff Brule, our freshwater fishing reporter. All right, we come back after this. I had a listener call in with a warning for people that are going to be spending time in the Louisiana outdoors. I'm going to let you hear it when we come back right after this time out on the outdoors. I want to tell you about a great opportunity to get some great deals on rods, reels, lures, fishing gear. It's going to be at Shag's annual tent sale. They do this once a year. They call it their VIP guide night. So if you're a fishing guide, you need to be there. It's going to be kicking off this coming Wednesday from 3 to 9, Thursday 9 to 7, Friday 9 to 8, and then next Saturday 9 to 3. Very special discounts, not just for the guides. They get the best deals, but there's also lowest prices of the year for all customers. So, again, that starts this Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And we're going to get Sammy Romano on, the manager over there, and get some ideas of specifically some of the deals you can make a little bit later on. Right now, we pause 10 seconds so our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Lins. Please warn everybody to be careful of snakes, especially the pythons and the blue Costa Rican ones. They got them around here now 8 feet long, and they stalk you. Besides the copperheads and the moccasins and everything else. And I never hear you mention about snakes. And they are deadly. These pythons will stalk you. And they're about 8 feet long now. So I'll see you later. Bye-bye. And you got a great show, and I listen to you all the time. Bye-bye. Joanne.
Yeah, that's Joanne issuing a warning. I didn't know that we had 8-foot stalking pythons around here. Now, the copperheads and the moccasins, yeah, we live with those, but that's new to me, so be careful out there. And thank you for that update, Joanne. We appreciate that. And all of the texts and calls that come in here to the Outdoor Show. All right, right after this, we're going to come back, and I'm going to get to some of those text messages and announce the big winners in that 73rd annual New Orleans City Park Bass Rodeo. Plus some more fishing reports, bad boys, all that stuff we love to do, even on rainy and thundering Saturday mornings. We'll be back right after this. If you were tuned in, you heard me chatting with Danica Williams, who is a Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries fish biologist. She also is involved with their Get Out and Fish program, which we'll talk about in a second. But she also volunteers for the New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo, oldest fishing competition in the nation. Been going on 73 years. Over 500 people turned out last week. Here's some of the results. The boats on the Bayou, which was held on Bayou St. John, Melanie Chacon took first place with a .41 brim. The bass category for the boats on the Bayou, and this is given in the name of Kay Florain, wonderful lady. She used to be on this show with me. Luke Beslan, he had a 4.19 bass to take first place. The battle for the bass, which is the high school teams, Brother Martin of New Orleans, Casting Crusaders Gold is the name of that team, 5.19 pounds, a team of Travis Hayworth, William Plinkett, and Sam Hayworth. Big Bass Rodeo Division, the Brim and Cichlid, those were what? Team Camo, first place. These guys A friend of mine has formed that. They've been fishing that rodeo for over 20 years. I think his grandchildren of Ronnie Rao are now fishing in that team camo. They wear the camouflage. You'll see them if you go out there. The Champions Challenge, which is the category that's open for all previous winners, Doug Blanda, 3.69. The junior angler in the brim, cichlid, and perch category was Remy Lips, 0.27. First place to Remy. And the Paul Kallman Award, Paul was the founder of this rodeo, and that junior angler bass first place is in his honor. Joseph Alcina won that with a 3.23, and the adult bass category in the name of Joe Corsell, a guy who was a good friend of mine and very instrumental in kind of resurrecting the rodeo when it was kind of went down. He served as the waymaster for years and years. The first place adult bass was caught by Scott Daigle, 5.57. If you haven't been to that rodeo in a few years, you might remember it was classified according to the type of tackle you use. They had a fly division, spinning and casting. They've kind of done away with that and changed the categories up, but it still remains a really nice event with a great party afterwards. All right, get out and fish. Remember we told you that Monday, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries was going to make their rounds to the get out and fish locations. And I happened to go to one with my videographer, the cameraman for Bayou Wild TV, Chris LeCocq. We showed up at Zamurri Park in Hammond, and they had just put in 300 pounds of some beautiful channel cats. I guess because it was a Monday, there wasn't a very big turnout. And all I could find before I went was some shrimp, which catfish usually will bite shrimp. And I got a little nibble here and there. But I got lucky, and there happened to be a Nightcrawler worm salesman out there. And I got some of those Nightcrawlers he had and proceeded to whack them. I think I had 14 beautiful channel cats between a pound and 2 pounds each, a great stack of fillets. And I'm talking, that's some beautiful meat on those channel cats. But point is, you can get out and do that. Go to Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. Find the Get Out and Fish program. And it gives you a listing of all the locations where they stock these fish. And believe me, they don't all get caught within the first couple of days. They're in there for a while. And they do this with the rainbow trout early in the spring, late winter. And now they do it with the channel catfish. It's a great program. Clean banks, parking area, restroom facilities. Before they pick these spots, they have to meet certain criteria. And I think it's a wonderful program for single moms, people without boats. People ask me all the time, where can I go? Go to these places. And channel catfish are one of the easiest fish to catch. I rigged it up with a slip cork, but you can fish them on the bottom or fish just deep, depending on where the water is. But anyway, get out and fish program. Check it out and have fun doing it. And get you some great fish for the fish fry. All right, let's get to our text message board. Let's see. These two guys text me all the time. They're two of our Alabama listeners. And I don't know, this is the first time maybe their texts are both right next to each other. We got the backstrap stacker. That's tough to say. Checking in from Clark County, Alabama. He's setting up early to hopefully fill tag number two. Good deal. He got one. It's been a great start to the season over here in Bama. Well, good for you. Congratulations, and hope you get another one. All right, we got Scott Quigley. He's headed to Greensburg to turkey hunt this morning. All right, go get him, Scott. We also have hope all is well with you and yours. I work this weekend, so I'm going to have to wait on the hunting. Love your show as always. We have it on in the shop. Have a great day, my friend. That's from the Irish Coonass. And we get a good morning from Springfield, Missouri. Wanted to say in the big wave to Jason and Kenner to say, Johnny Morris knows how to throw a party. It's the 50th anniversary at Bass Pro. Lots of pro anglers and great deals up there in Springfield. All right, here's one. Happy 100 years to WWL. You're always available at 5 in the morning for me to listen and catch the news about hunting and fishing. Been doing this from Florida to Texas for 40 years. You're the best. Well, thank you so much for that. And, yes, our flagship station, WWL in New Orleans, celebrated 100 years this week. On the air, we had a party. I was there. I got to see a lot of folks I haven't seen in a while. They have been the flagship station for this show for the last 26 years of the 33 I've been doing a network show. And congratulations, 100 years is a long time for anything, and a radio station that brings you a lot of other information besides the outdoor show. All right, we got someone else that's going gobbler hunting this morning. Saw one after sunrise last weekend. And then we have Ed Miller. He's another Alabama listener. No turkey yet. Well, keep trying, Ed. You know that makes it so much rewarding when you get them. Let's see. We got the Worm checking in. He's looking at thunder in Ponchatoula. Yes, there's rain and thunder in a lot of places. I see Martha Spencer, Bayou Wild TV co-host, is kind of watching raindrops and lightning and thunder and probably some wind down in Buras. She's getting ready to try to do a offshore trip. Hope she can get out there and get those swordfish. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Darrell Carpenter, find out what the weather's like in Grand Isle and also what the fishing's like. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Even we had a couple of flounder and some speckled trout mixed in with it. So, you know, these open bays, you just kind of watch what Mother Nature gives you and adjust accordingly.
Yeah, that stuff that you're talking about, that red-looking moss, is it deoxygenating the water? Have you seen any fish kills, or is it an algae, or just something floating around that clogs up your beds and stuff?
It looks like an algae to me. And when we put it in our live tanks, you know, I had to flush the live tanks yesterday. When I put it in the live tanks, the bait all lived, and it didn't take it an hour for it to filter out. So it's some type of algae, or, you know, almost like I said, almost like a moss, you know, like that aquatic moss. But it's just you get pockets of it. It got really bad here in my canal yesterday. I saw one big bull drum floating dead in it. But I have no idea if it's anything that was caused in the water, or maybe somebody just fought him too long, or, you know, whatever.
Well, if your bait survived it in the tank, it probably isn't taking the oxygen out of the water. That stuff needs to be offshore, man. That'd be great for habitat offshore, but not inshore.
Well, like I said, look, if nothing else, it just looks nasty. So we've been kind of running from it. You know, and when it starts coming in, if you're throwing plastic, it'll get kind of hung up on your baits, and you got to clean your bait every cast. So we just run away from it. We go find us some clean water somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. How's bait been down there? Is it pretty freely available?
No, it's been very difficult. And in our situation, we're with a small boat. You know, our bait boat's a very small bait boat. So we're a little bit afraid to put it in on the back right now. It's just so much trash back here. So there again, we're at the whims of Mother Nature. We've been pulling out front on the beach where we know that it's relatively clean. The bait's there. There's plenty of shrimp and bait out there. It's just when we can get out there to do it because it's so rough.
Got it. Well, Darrell, have you talked to anyone that's been offshore? I know we've had some pretty bad stretches of wind, but in between that, there's been some good days out there.
Well, yeah, between that, Don, and the offshore industry has moved to such large boats, what we used to call a non-doable day, they still go in. We had customers this week that not only fished with us, but fished offshore. They didn't do too well on the swordfish, but these guys, they were from Iowa, actually, and these guys were just, by the time they got on our boats, they were like jelly. All the pictures they showed us of all of the tuna that they were reeling in. And like they said, if it wasn't a yellowfin, you know, it was a blackfin, and it was like, don't put your bait in the water unless you're ready to fight a fish.
You gotcha. Darrell, let's see. RealScreamers.com is the website. You're on my website. Give us a telephone number if somebody wants to give you a call and make a little fishing trip down to Grand Isle.
225-937-6288.
Do me a favor. Take a picture of that algae stuff and send it to me when you get a minute.
If it rolls back in today, Don, I'll do it.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Darrell. See you next week. All right. And coming up after the top of the hour, let's see, I got a text in. I want to know, where did Joanne see those pipes? Let me try. We'll run that again. Maybe she said where she saw them. We'll get that information for you. Bad boy, the outdoors guy's name, describe what he has allegedly become. Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, family day today. Hope it goes with the weather. Brendan Bayard's got some fishing information for you paddlers. And a whole lot more coming up in hour number two of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.